You're listening to Good Food on QCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. Is there anything more comforting than a slow and low-braised dish? Bill Addison says, perhaps not. The LA Times restaurant critic is here with a tip on what may become your next go-to comfort food restaurant. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to have you back. Where are you taking us this week?
We are headed to the San Gabriel Valley and specifically to Arcadia.
And I understand we're going to a restaurant called Lu Yishan. Who are the couple behind it and what is their background in restaurants?
Yeah, this is the first restaurant in America from Chunhua Tao and her husband Yao Yi, who is the chef. They both grew up in the Zhaojiang province of East China, a coastal stretch that's south of Shanghai. They operated restaurants in the area where they grew up for more than 20 years before opening Lu Yishan.
So tell us a little bit about the culinary approach of the couple. In your review, you said that it helps to break down the name of the restaurant. Could you do that for us?
Sure. So in both Mandarin and Cantonese, Lu, phonetically spelled in English, L-U, is the word for braising, which in the context of Chinese cuisines, we're broadly referring to the technique of simmering foods and highly seasoned soy-based liquid. My buddy, Lee F. Mann, who lives in Vancouver and often helps me with the fine points of Chinese cuisines, kindly translated the rest of the name of the restaurant for me. He told me that Yi, phonetically spelled Y-E, means 100 million, and the last character is Xian, which is cuisine or food. So it all comes together, Lu Yishan, as a restaurant serving a wide variety of Lu dishes or braised dishes.
I love that.
Yeah, it's cool.
So walk us through the menu and explain some of the regional overlap of dishes.
It's a big menu. It's one of those booklets. And the couple does hop around, regionally speaking, with some of the dishes they serve. There are Sichuan-style cold meats and boiled fish and scarlet broth that's so popular in the San Gabriel Valley in the advent of all the Sichuan restaurants over the last decade. There's a spicy beef noodle soup that reminds you of versions that I love in Taiwanese restaurants. And there are vegetables like garlic water, spinach, tinged with a bit of fermented tofu that a Cantonese friend that I brought said that it tasted like home to her. But of course, the couple also serves dishes that are specific to their region. And that's where these braised dishes really come in.
Could you talk about a couple of the different braised dishes and where you would point us on the menu?
Absolutely. So the one essential dish that I sort of recommend everyone who thinks about coming to this restaurant and eats meat should try is the number 44. It's a beautiful kind of soothing collage of ingredients presented on an oblong platter. There's a mound of white rice that's pre-sauced with a spoonful or two of braising gravy. And it sidles up to a heap of browned glazed pork belly, chopped into bite-sized squares. And there are all these wonderful condiments, snipped and pickled long beans, some braised cabbage, a spoonful of minced red chili, and a soy braised egg on the side as well. When the dish arrived the first time I was eating at the restaurant, I looked down and I said, oh, like Lu Ru Fan? And they nodded. And that's, we're talking essentially about a braised pork dish over rice that is one of the national staples of Taiwanese cuisine. And it has many interpretations, and the couple certainly acknowledges that the style that they make their Lu Ru Fan is reminiscent of family recipes from their area, but it is this kind of, you know, wonderful, comforting, ubiquitous dish, and their version is amazing.
And we might have had versions at Pine and Crane and Joy.
Exactly, yes. And I love those versions. Those are two restaurants from Vivian Koo. Pine and Crane has locations in Silver Lake and downtown, and Joy is in Highland Park. Both of those versions at those restaurants are simpler. We're talking kind of a more basic, like ground meat, delicious over egg and served with pickled daikon and a tea egg. Great for a quick, straightforward meal, but also at Joy and specifically at Pine and Crane, like great as part of a group of dishes, like three-cup chicken and wonton soup and the greens that are grown on a farm by Koo's relatives.
So going back to Lu Yishan, when is the restaurant open? What are their hours?
They keep long hours. The restaurant is open 11 a.m. to midnight, and I hope they don't burn out because this is a great new place in the SGV.
Well, thank you so much, Bill.
Thanks, Evan.
That was Los Angeles Times restaurant critic Bill Addison sharing his thoughts on Lu Yishan in Alhambra. The restaurant can be tricky to find on your first visit, so Bill says to look for the entrance in the far corner of the small parking lot behind the sprawling buildings at the intersection of South Garfield and Valley Boulevards. Before you go, head to our website for a link to Bill's full review. You know the link. It's kcrw.com/goodfood.